Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
I think Messy Mikey had a really good point on Friday when I said to him, look, man, I'm on Reddit, and here is a four pages of questions that one woman said that she gave to her boyfriend before they moved in together, and they could answer all of these questions before they moved in together, which seems like even the suggestion of a four-page application basically would have been enough for me to go, okay, let's put off the whole moving in together thing, right? But for you saying on Friday that, you know, isn't the fun of a lot of this learning it as we go along and learning how to handle our differences as we go along? I think it's a really good point.
Yeah, man. I think that lady is probably boring as hell. She's probably a nightmare to be around. I mean, it takes all this. Doing this stupid questionnaire just sucked the fun right out of the room.
I bet.
It was the worst. I hated this.
Well, when people say, hey, let's have fun. Let's do something crazy. Questionnaire isn't really the first thing that
let's
comes
off. Let's evaluate each other's characteristics.
Yeah. Well, didn't you do that with Bart from time to time, though, at the end of the year, though, right? I mean, you guys sit down and you have these, like, New Year's resolutions for each other type thing?
No, I mean, it wasn't a questionnaire. It wasn't even resolutions. We set goals, aspirations for each other. So at the end, not at the end of the year, but on New Year's Day, we would give each other three things that we thought that the other person could work on for the year to, like, you know, for a little self-improvement.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this whole thing was four pages long. I didn't want you to go through all of that, but I said, why don't you guys pick out like five to go over, which was are the ones that gave you the most hard time? Was there anything in there at all that was sort of eye-opening before you move in together?
Well, we went through every question.
Ooh.
And you really got to be in a certain mood for that, and I was not in that mood. I was like
drunk.
I was
you'd be passed out by the time you're done with the last
one. Yeah, this thing was tough. We learned stuff, a lot of stuff we learned that we didn't need. I don't know. You don't need to know it all. You just can do it on the fly. Why do you have to write these rules out? And it's also frustrating. It's like, if we actually run into any of these problems now the other person's going to be like, well, you said on the questionnaire that you wouldn't do that. And it's like, you can't hold this questionnaire against me.
How long did it take you to do all of those questions?
I was flying through it. I was like, curfew? Nope. Next question. No, I was trying to get through this thing. Also, the title of it that you wrote is Question for Mikey to Go Over with His Girlfriends. So I was sure to go through it with all of them. All right, here's one right here. What worries you most about moving in together? Mm. It says, think hard on this one. It gives you all kinds of like guidance throughout the question. Just give me the straight up question. My biggest worry is getting sick of each other. And her biggest worry is about me being messy and eating in bed.
Mm-hmm.
But the getting sick of each other thing, it's like with this as well, it's not like I'm moving to Antarctica. I couldn't think of anything good.
You got a whole morning show in that head of yours going on right now, don't you? So you have the same fears, like being on top of each other all the time.
Yeah.
And just the relationship goes stale after a while.
But it's not that deep because we're both 30 minutes from home. If she needs to kick me out, I can go stay at home for 5 days. Mm-hmm. It's not that serious.
Is she
think.
Cool with you going out with your friends and you're cool with her going out with her friends?
Yes, I'm sure she would beg me to go out with my friends. She can stay home and read her book. She's dying to read her book, and I'm annoying her too much to be able to do that. Hey, you want to hear the most annoying questions on these things?
Oh, sure.
They're treating a relationship like business. What goals do you have for yourself in the next 5 years? What goals do you have for me in the next 5 years? What goals do you have for us in the next 5 years?
Oof.
What a
did answer them?
That was like seven questions in too. Yeah, we. I mean, all of them come down to money. It's like, well, I want more money.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, and then here we go again. Do you believe being in a relationship is like being in a business with someone? Why or why not? No. I mean, like, I hear all the thing about transactional. I don't know. No, it's not a business. You're in a relationship. It's the opposite of a business.
Was there any of them that were actually productive besides annoying?
Are you comfortable with food in the bedroom?
All right, so you like that. She does not.
Yeah, and it caused a big conversation. And guess who won? I get goldfish in bed.
Like a what man. Are you, like five?
What a man.
So,
wait,
so what, there had to have been somewhat of a compromise.
Well, she was just like, can you just go into the kitchen that's like 5 feet away and eat it? And I was like, no, but it's no. cold out there.
Okay, but so you get to have goldfish in bed. What does she get in return?
All of this glory.
No, yeah. Whenever I eat goldfish in bed, she has a goldfish too. It's like she's acting like it's all on me. Mm-hmm. I'm just the one who brings the idea, but she enjoys it too.
It's
so.
Impossible not to leave crumbs with goldfish, though. You pick the one food that will explode in your mouth, and it's impossible.
You decrumb the bed. I say, all right, get up, let's decrumb, and then you go.
Decrumb.
Yeah, you have to decrumb.
That's crazy.
Never heard that.
It's like one of those tools that they use at a fancy restaurant to get. You're just using it for your bed.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.